Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much again for joining me for another week of our time of devotion and prayer. For today, we will be focusing on our identity in Christ, and it'll be pretty brief. There are tons of scriptures that lay out what our identity in Christ is. So we'll just go briefly over a few verses, but it's something that God placed on my heart for us to just briefly talk about on this morning. Many times we know that we are a child of God, but sometimes we struggle with knowing who we are past that, the things that we have access to, and even struggling with who God truly is. So I won't go too much into detail as far as who God is today, but just more so focusing on who we are in Christ. So many times we may struggle in life with situations because we don't know who we are in Christ. We may know that we are a child of God, but like I said, sometimes we don't know much past that. And I think knowing that we are a child of God is something that's great for us to be able to stand on. But many times people struggle with guilt, they struggle with shame, they struggle with loss, they struggle with the fact that they think that they don't have a purpose, they feel alone. And we know that we are never alone because God is with us always. And sometimes people feel defeated and feeling as though that they are defeated and they can't overcome their current personal struggles or challenges or circumstances. So I just want to go over some scriptures of what the Bible says as far as who we are. So just knowing that we are chosen, Ephesians 1:4 states that even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. God made us in his image, and we know that because God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds and over the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps of the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created. We are loved by God. We know that God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to die on the cross. So one, that our sins could be forgiven, but so that we would not perish but have eternal life. We are made new when we accept Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 states that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We are adopted. God has predestined us for adoption as sons through Christ. We are heirs of Christ. Romans 8:17 states that if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. We know that we are redeemed. We know that we are overcomers. We know that we are forgiven. We know that we are free, that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We know that we are set free by truth. We know that we have been set apart by God. We know that we have been chosen. We know that we are a masterpiece. That Ephesians 2:10 states that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We know that we have a guaranteed victory. We are victorious. We know that we have been washed. We have been sanctified. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that we have been raised with Christ and seated in heavenly realms. And us knowing that we should know what our power is when the enemy tries to overcome us, when the enemy tries to defeat us. Many people say that the enemy doesn't have power. The enemy does have power, but he does not have all power. But we are thankful and grateful knowing that God has given us authority over the enemy, that he's given us authority over all of the enemies, adversaries, and evil spirits, and that we can literally speak the name of Jesus and demons have to flee. So just knowing who we truly are in Christ and knowing that, yes, we are a child of God, but I want us to learn more about who we are in Christ, just beyond knowing that I'm a child of God, that I have accepted Christ, which is great. But let's dig deeper into knowing who we truly are in Christ and knowing that we are forgiven, that we are victorious, that we have been redeemed, that we are sanctified, that we have been justified, that we have been redeemed, and just knowing that we have been forgiven as well. And the fact that sometimes we may not have forgiven ourselves of things and we may be condemning ourselves, but knowing that the moment that we confess our sins, the moment that we ask God for forgiveness, that He literally washes our sins away, that our slate is made clean, and that He is not holding those sins over our head. He is not holding those sins over us or against us. So the fact that He is not doing that, we are to make sure that we aren't doing that as well. So I just briefly wanted to go over a few things on this morning in regards to our identity in Christ. So we will go before the Lord in prayer, covering us for this upcoming week, and just also asking if you guys can pray with me and praying for anything that God may place on your heart during this time of prayer and devotion. So dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, oh God. We thank You, Father, for Your grace, Lord. We thank You, Father, for Your favor. We thank You for Your mercies. We thank You for Your new mercies that You continue to grant upon us each and every day, oh God. We thank You, Father, for who You are, oh God. We thank You, Father, for how great and good You have been to us, oh God. We thank You, Father, for even the things that You're working on that we can't even see or even understand right now, oh God. We thank You, Father, for even the blessings that are to come, oh God. We thank You, Father, for this season that You have us in, oh God. We thank You, Father, for all that it is that You are preparing us for, oh God. We thank You, Father, for how You are revealing to us who we are in Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that You will continue to help us to be able to dive deep into Your word, oh God, for us to be able to set aside time to be able to spend with You so that we can know who we are, oh God, so that we can know who You are, oh God, that You are all powerful, oh God, that You are all knowing, oh God, that You are strong, that You are mighty, oh God, that You are victorious, oh God, and that we are as well, oh God. We thank You, Father, that You are El Shaddai, oh God. We thank You, Father, that You are Elohim, oh God, that You are the creator of this earth, oh God. We thank You, Father, that You are the creator of this universe, oh God. We thank You, Father, for how much You care for us daily, oh God. We thank You, Lord, that You even saw fit for us to even have life on today, oh God, for us to have breath in our bodies, oh God, for us to be able to have strength to even wake up this morning and to be able to get on this call, oh God. So we thank You, Lord, for what You're doing in our life, oh God. We thank You for what You're getting ready to do, oh God. We thank You, Father, for how You are revealing Yourself to us in new ways, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that You will help us to be able to trust You, oh God, for us to be able to trust You no matter what it is that we go through on this week, no matter what it is that we go through on this day, oh God, no matter what it is that we go through in the days to come, oh God. Help us to trust You. Help us to lean on You with our whole hearts, oh God, with us being able to have a greater understanding, for us to be able to have a different perspective and outlook on things, oh God. We thank You, Lord, for how You're building us up, oh God. We thank You, Lord, that we are being strengthened in this season, oh God, that we're being strengthened on this journey with You, oh God. We thank You, Lord. We thank You that You are just a great Father, oh God. We thank You, Lord, that we are able to call You Abba, Father, oh God. We thank You, Father, that we can come before You at any time, at any place, anywhere that we are, oh God, that we can call on Your name, oh God, and that You are there, Father. So we thank You. We thank You for protecting us, oh God. We ask right now, Lord, that You will continue to watch over us, oh God, that You will continue to dispatch Your angels, oh God, to watch over us, to lead us, to guide us, to guard us, to encamp all around us, oh God. We thank You, Father, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that You will continue to keep us in good health, oh God, as there has been a continuous rise in many states and even all around the country and even other nations as well, Lord. We ask, Father, that You will put an end to this virus, oh God. We ask, Father, that You will show up as the cure for this virus, oh God. We thank You, Father, that this viruses, being able to lead us back closer to you, oh God. Many of us have gone astray, oh God. Many of us have backslidden, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of a pandemic, that even in the midst of all of this chaos, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are bringing us back to you, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will show yourself mighty and strong in our lives, oh God, that you will keep us in good health, oh God, that everyone that has contracted this virus, oh God, that they will heal from it, oh God, that you may heal them, Father, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God, that you will show up as Jehovah Rapha for us, oh God, for this world, oh God, for this nation, oh God. Father, we ask, Lord, that you will continue to cleanse us, oh God, that you will continue to purify us, oh God. We ask, Lord, that even right now in this moment, Lord, that you will reveal to us things that we've done and said that have not been pleasing to your sight, oh God. We sin daily, oh God. We fall short daily, oh God. But help us to be able to confess that sin to you, oh God. Help us to bring it to you, oh God, so that you are able to help us to turn away from it, oh God. So we come before you, oh God, repenting, Lord, for our personal sins, oh God. We come before you on this morning, repenting on behalf of our nation, oh God, for all evil, oh God, for all corruption, oh God, for all pride, oh God, for all deception, oh God. We know that they are all spirits, oh God, and they are spirits that do not come from you, oh God. So I pray right now, Father, that you will humble us all, that you will humble our leaders, oh God, that you would be the one to rebuke the spirit of pride, oh God, that you will allow them to humble themselves before you humble them, oh God, that you will allow truth to be spoken, oh God, that we may come to you seeking truth, oh God, that we may not be deceived by things that are evil, oh God, that we may not be deceived of what may look like is true, oh God, but help us, Father, to truly be able to align everything to your word, oh God, to be able to align everything with who you are, oh God, that if it is not like you, oh God, that we are able to identify it, oh God. So give us discernment, oh God. Help us to know truth, oh God. Help us to know bad from good, oh God. Help us to be able to discern evil and error and wrong, oh God. Help us to not compromise, oh God. Help us to stand firm and true in who we are, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will cover every person that is battling and struggling with mental illnesses, oh God. People who are struggling with lack, oh God. People who are struggling with their worth, oh God, and thinking that they aren't worthy, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will guard their minds, oh God, that you will protect their thoughts, Father, that you will protect their thoughts from the evil one, oh God, that you will protect their mind, oh God, that you will protect their hearts, oh God, that you will protect each and every one of us, Father, from every demonic attack, oh God, from every demonic strategy, oh God, from every attempt of the enemy to take us out, oh God, for every attempt of the enemy to cloud our judgment, oh God, for every attempt of the enemy, Father, to keep us away from you, oh God, to draw us away from you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will just bind and cast out all things that are not like you, oh God. Help us to be aware, oh God. Help us to be able to judge things for what they are, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for where you have us right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the great and mighty things that are to come, Lord. We thank you that there is a revival that's taking place in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are reviving every dead thing, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that everything that we have thought that doesn't exist anymore, that has gone away, that we've messed up, but we thank you, Father, that you've given us second chances, oh God. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your grace that continues to save us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. So when we get down, when we get depressed, when our spirit gets down, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will revive us, oh God, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you will anoint us afresh, oh God, that you will set us on fire for you, oh God, that your word will literally burn in our hearts, oh God, that we may live for what your word says, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who we are, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to go before us on this day and this week, oh God. We pray blessings upon this day, oh God. We pray blessings upon this day, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will remove any doubt, any worry, oh God, that may exist within us, oh God, any fear, oh God. Father, we know that you have created us to be free, oh God, that just as your word says, that he who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So everything that we are bound to, oh God, I ask that you will strip us away from it right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will break every chain, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Release everything, Father, that is keeping us bound, oh God. Every stronghold, oh God, we ask right now, Father, that you will break it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Give us peace, oh God. Give us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes and our mind and our attention stayed and focused on you, oh God. Let us not be distracted of the things of this world, oh God. We know, Lord, that you have called us to be in this world, but not of this world, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be who you've called us to be, oh God, that you help us to operate in the strength and the might and the power that you have, oh God. And as you strengthen us, oh God, and even as we try to operate in our own strength, help us not to do that, oh God. Help us to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. Help us to know that it is not by our might or our power, but by your spirit, oh God. So I ask, Father, just continue to empty out all things that are not like you, oh God, and fill us to full and overflow, oh God. May we be led by your spirit on this week and your spirit alone, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, oh God. And as we go before you, as you go before us during this week, oh God, just let us have a spirit of expectation, oh God, where we are expecting great things, oh God, that no matter what we come up against, oh God, that no matter what comes across our path, oh God, that we are expecting great things, oh God, that we are declaring and decreeing great things, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we give you all the glory and honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for joining and tuning in for our time of prayer and devotional this morning. I pray that this has blessed you and I pray that you spend some time this week just being able to identify who you are in Christ. I have a Bible scripture challenge from 2017. It's on the website, aspiritualwarrior.com. You can head over there, or if you haven't already, go back to your archives and just pull it back up and just truly go over some of the scriptures that state who we are in Christ and just meditate on those throughout this week and even weeks and months to come so that you are truly rooted and planted in the Word of God, but also just knowing who you are and whose you are. So I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing day. I love you all. And be blessed and stay safe. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.